హీరో లబ్ధోపశాంతి విరమే సత్యాత్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది యోగి షుడ్ మర్జ్ హిస్ మైండ్ బై హిస్ అనలాయిడ్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ ఇన్ టు ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ అండ్ దెన్ మర్జ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ ఇన్ టు ద సూపర్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ బై డూయింగ్ దిస్ ద ఫుల్లీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ బికమ్స్ సిట్యుయేటెడ్ ఇన్ ద సుప్రీమ్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ సో దట్ హీ సీజెస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ అదర్ యాక్టివిటీస్. Srila Prabhupada starts by saying that the functions of the mind are three functions, which are thinking, feeling and willing. So first we think about something and then we develop some feeling, more and more conviction arises, and then finally we want to finally do it, willing. So this, ultimately, in the previous ages, just by meditating upon a sinful activity, right, we will get the effect of performing that sinful activity. But in Kali Yuga, until you perform that sinful activity, you are spared of the reaction. But the boon, on the other hand, is when you just think, when you just feel like doing some seva, that means you have not even actually done it. If you just think, or perhaps I should hear Bhagavatam. Just by having that desire, just by thinking like that, you will start getting the benefit. So that is the difference between meditating in the mind. So when you meditate, when you already conceive of something in the mind, when it relates to Krishna, the effect is already there. You get the good effect already, although when we are in Kali Yuga. So that boon is there, although, what's the verse? There are no good qualities in Kali Yuga. Kala doshe nirai rajan. So there is no good qualities at all in Kali Yuga. But still there are these boons available, when we want to dovetail something for Krishna, even the thought, you get some good result, which is absent in Satyuga in the previous ages. The mind, see, engaging and ultimately Srila Prabhupada is saying, therefore, the unalloyed intelligence and the mind are merged into the Lord, and thus the living entity does not remain a sphere himself but becomes seen by the Lord transcendentally. So we want to behave in such a way that the Lord sees us. We do not want to behave in a way that we see the Lord. But our tendency is we think we are the seers. We've got eyes, so why should I not be able to see? We want to see everything. We want to see who is a bhakta, who is not a bhakta, who is a sadhu, where is Krishna. I want to see. I want to see with my own eyes. But the problem is, we cannot do that. It is not us. No, it is not us that sees sadhu. But it is the other way around. It is the sadhu that sees us. But we have this misconception, although we have heard it many times, that we are the ones who are seeing the sadhu. Our stupid mind goes, oh, he's sadhu, he's not. The best we can do, right, is if the sadhu speaks something that touches our heart, we want to hear more from him. Touches our heart means what? That means he is encouraging, inspiring us to become more and more serious in this Krishna consciousness. More and more serious that we have to realize that we are Krishna Das. What is our swarup? We want to realize what is our swarup. Not, our spiritual form in the material in the spiritual world, when I say Swarup, I'm talking about that we are Krishna Das. So, but now, most of the time, or virtually all the time, or all the time, just be frank, we do not have that urgent desire to want to become, to want to realize that we are Krishna Das. But we've seen that what this Krishna consciousness movement, what this Gaudiya Vaishnavism is offering, it's like something good to have, and it is nice in theory, very nice, we want it, so we have come, we have started embracing it, although we have so many material desires, right? Yes, this is the hospital, you know, all of us are still sick, we've just started on this process trying to become purified. So, but we have to always remember that we are still trying to be purified. We are still in the process of trying to be purified, but we should not let go of the real aim. That means, ultimately, we want to realize that we want to realize that we are actually Krishna Das. Realizing spiritual, okay, that's one, that self-realization. More importantly, we want to realize not only are we Atma, but also we are Krishna Das. Ultimately, all our activities that we are doing now is actually trying to get to that goal. But we have to be conscious. But the problem is we are usually not conscious that that's what we want. Usually we get carried away with the motion of things. You know, what is going on now? Without what is, you know, at the back, we are not firm that actually what we want is we want to become Krishna Das. Every one of us have different levels of faith. You know, it occurred to me, you know, sometimes we hear, you know, Krishna say, in 440 or 444, Krishna says about one who is not faithful. And also, I think 90, 440. 440. Yes, 440. Up here. Is it 440? 440, yes. But ignorant and faithless person who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. So this is like a warning statement. If you know, those who are ignorant and faithless, who doubt the revealed scriptures, we do not attain God consciousness. Instead, we fall down. And for the doubting soul, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next. But many, many statements in Bhagavad Gita or in Vedic scriptures, we are not inclined to follow with complete conviction, with complete faith, because we do not have faith in that statement. Right, if we do not have faith in Shastra, how to even put faith in that sloka I just quoted? You understand what I'm saying? That sloka says one who is not faithful, what happens? Talk about memory. Faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. So if we doubt the scriptures, we will not attain God consciousness. So similarly, there are other so many verses, right? But now the problem is there is a question as to whether we have even faith in this statement. You understand what I'm saying? We do not even have faith in this particular statement. So what to speak of? Oh, I should do like this. No. So we do not even have faith in this particular statement. Very difficult. Then how to actually follow? Krishna gives so many rules, so many regulations, so many things that we should do, we shouldn't do. But we are, our inclination, level of inclination do vary from person to person depending on our level of faith. So the question becomes how to increase our level of faith, right? And the most easy method to increase our faith is to hear more and more about Krishna. see, the verse talks about engaging our mind always in Krishna, right? So if you see, ultimately Krishna is saying, in the final chapters of the Bhagavatam, the 12th canto, he says, only chanting, only chanting, only chanting. But apparently we are not doing that only, are we? You know, so many activities that Srila Prabhupada or the Acharyas has given other than chanting the holy name. On the other hand, someone who is realized, Namacharya, Haridas Thakur, he is 20 hours, 22 hours chanting Hare Krishna. Because he has realized that everything is in the name. But we are not. So as a result, the Acharyas are engaging us, depending on our level of capacity, to engage our mind in Krishna consciousness, in our senses, and especially the mind. Because, you know, now we are so proud of our senses. I'm so beautiful, I'm so handsome, I look good in this dhoti, I look this good in this sari. So many things, we are so, and we are able to walk, and we got this, what's the word, Krishna? Gait. I've got this gait. They know how we walk. Krishna says, gait, you know, in Adhuryam Madhuryam, Krishna says, no, his gait is beautiful, his gait is sweet, yes. And we think our gait is sweet as well. So that's gait, yeah? So we are thinking all these things. Oh, I forgot, I lost the point. yes. So so we've got all these senses, and yes, we're thinking, oh, we've got it. It is an endowment for me to enjoy. Krishna gave me. You didn't get. Sorry, man. You know, because what I'm trying to say is, in the commercial world, say, I've got that niche. Sorry, you don't have. I have. I've got that comparative advantage. You do not. But we think that comparative advantage is for me to enjoy. But it is not. They are just basically borrowed plumes, like Arjuna says, or Prabhupada says, in that purport to Arjuna finding himself, taking his bow, ping, and he just like, in the cartoons we see, just falls in front of the bow. You know, we might have seen cartoons whereby that person loses strength and then he stretches so far and lets go and just falls in front, so embarrassing. So we must understand that this is just borrowed plumes, Whatever so-called comparative advantage in terms of whatever abilities that we have compared with another person, we have to, in the back of my mind, Are Baba, this is actually Krishna's, You are thinking it's for you and I want to enjoy for myself. It is not for me. That's a stupid mind. So the sadhu will try to make us use these senses for Krishna's service. All the senses, all our different abilities that we have, first of all, he tries to purify us by using those senses in Krishna's service. But at these times, mostly our minds may not be there. Physically, we may be doing those things. But ultimately, if the mind is not there, very difficult, isn't it? No. What happens over time, what happens is, let's say I'm doing a particular service, I'm doing a service and that nobody wants to do. Then, what happens over time? See, I'm the only one, Nobody wants to do this service. Thinking I'm so great. Nobody wants to do this service, So, I'm the pure devotee. No, everyone, see, this is such a difficult service, and there is more than enough advertisement by different devotees. Oh, this Prabhu or this Mataji is doing this, and yeah, we're thinking, yeah, see, I'm getting all the advertisements, although I didn't ask for it. Yeah, but, and our stupid mind, we are not, we are not on the level of these sadhus, whereby when it comes, what does sadhu do? They know what to do. The glorification belongs to my spiritual master, belongs to the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya. Doesn't belong to me. But our problem comes externally, saying, oh no, Prabhu, this is good, this is my Gurudev's mercy. But inside, yes, 10% for him, 90% for me. But Prabhu, this is the playing of the stupid mind. Externally, but when the Prabhu thinks, when the other person hears, he says, it's Guru's mercy, not his. But inside, Paramatma knows what you are thinking, what we are thinking. We are thinking, oh yes, maybe 5% for Guru, 95% for me. It's automatic because it's not purified. So, you know, over time, you know, there is a lot of stress put on this Bhagavatam. Hearing Bhagavatam or hearing Krishna Katha. Anything related to Krishna. So, more than just doing the service, you will notice that at this at our imperfect stages, or even this also happens in the perfect stage, mind you. So we are also, it's also being augmented by this process of always hearing Krishna Katha. And Krishna Katha is not just pastimes of Krishna, whereby you enjoy Krishna chases around Radharani around the tree or something like that. No, there are Krishna Katha. Not only means the pastimes of Krishna, but it also means from you're not this body. Everything, Krishna's words, Krishna's instructions, Krishna's leelas, Krishna's bhaktas leelas, all this encompass Krishna Katha. When we hear this Krishna Katha, slowly over time what happens? This mind, ultimately this mind is saying it has to be engaged in Krishna's service completely. But how? There is a process. So the more and more we put, it's like our mind is like a ROM or RAM, random access memory, right? Whereby, you know, when you go into Windows and click properties for your C drive or D drive, you see a blue and a pink. You know how much is used and how much is not used. So ours is basically almost 100% used with what? With gunk, you know, with nonsense. So this brainwashing, yes, brainwashing, we've been brainwashed. Now we have to cleanse. Or others say this is brainwashing, but so okay, if it is brainwashing, who cares? So now we've got to wash it, wash our brain with Krishna. So topics about Krishna will have to, you know, delete all the gunk slowly, delete the gunk and put more and more Krishna. So this will happen easy way by hearing about Krishna, especially when someone with so much conviction speaks, right? When that person speaks, the more we want to hear. You know, it took me, when I started hearing, I had no taste at all. I said, when will this guy just die? When, you know, the devotee is speaking and I was thinking, when will this guy finish, you know? I can't wait to get my tongue into the prasad. So that, and it took such a long time. So different, among us, different devotees will have different, at different times will develop affinity towards wanting to hear. But the more we force ourselves, right, just force. No, Nityam Bhagavata Sevya. We take bath every day, we pass stool every day, we brush our teeth every day. So these activities we do every day. So similarly, Nityam Bhagavata Sevya means that. That means it has to be a daily affair which cannot be put on hold. Would we get up without going to the toilet to ease ourselves? Would we go to the office or go to school without brushing our teeth? No. So this is something, a daily activity. So similarly, this Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavatam, must become a daily activity. Whereby, and the purpose is so that, you know, that hard disk of ours in our head slowly becomes less and less occupied with gunk and more occupied with Krishna Katha. So, you see, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know, someone asked, you have built so many temples, right? You are building so many mats. So what's the purpose? Why are you building so many mats? So he says this. So in this mat we speak Krishna Katha so that those who come to hear, what happens to them? As they hear and hear and hear, they will, you know, we like to prioritize things. You know, we like to prioritize things. So slowly, as you hear and hear and hear, over time, you will start realizing, hey, this is more important in my life than what I'm doing outside. So that was his purpose. He said that. He said so that whatever you put priority outside slowly becomes less and less and less of a priority. And what is being spoken when it enters your heart, not the mind, mind you, you know, we say what? Chakshu dana dilo jay, janme janme prabhu se, then divya jnan, divya prakashito. So where does that knowledge go? Divya jnan? Hridaya. So it goes to the heart. But where do our knowledge go? Right here, man. Here. So but that's not what the song says. In Vaishnavism, the knowledge we want is to go here. But automatically the mind goes here, and what happens? Bing 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 bing. So we want to show our knowledge to everybody and show how we are great. But actually it's supposed to go here, and that we'll only get by Guru's mercy. Huh? Guru's mercy only will go. What is the difference between going into here and going into here? Here means knowledge, here means realization. That means every day we behave according to the verse of, behave according to what Bhagavatam says. No, that means the achar, it's no more force but automatic. It's not our, now there's a lot of, we do prachar, but our achar may not be there. But when knowledge sinks into our heart, Hridaya Prakashito, that's when, then realization comes. That's what we want. And it will work when we are out to please the spiritual master. Pleasing the spiritual master so many ways. You know, the spiritual master also becomes very pleased, or the sadhu becomes very pleased, when you just want to lend your ear to him. That's also service. That's the first service actually, isn't it? Every time we think, you know, the service, you know, once Guru Maharaj was giving class in Australia, he was talking about the importance of hearing at the end. One person asked, Maharaj, you spoke so much about hearing, so could you speak something about doing service? Then Guru Maharaj said, but hearing is also service. So actually that's the most important service. Because all the service, if we are doing without this most important activity of this hearing about Krishna Katha, then that service that we are doing will not last. But if the service that we are doing is actually, saturated, right? We are doing it with some consciousness. See, like I said, Krishna is Bhavagrahi. Krishna says, if one offers me fruit, flower or leaf with devotion, with bhakti. So bhakti always has to be there. So that means we have to try and do it for Krishna. That means in Krishna consciousness. But we have to ask ourselves, how many of us are doing things in Krishna consciousness? It is not easy to, you know, only if we have love would we be able to do in Krishna consciousness. But does that mean all of us fail? So no chance. No, but we can still pray to Krishna. Let's say when we are offering, we can tell Krishna, you know, I do not, you know, you say that you say in Bhagavad Gita, please, if one offers me fruit, flower, leaf, water with devotion, with bhakti, I will accept. But look Krishna, look Gonita, look Sri Sri Jagannath Balaji, I do not have it. I do not have bhakti, but I've got all these things to offer to you. You know, I have, but I do not have bhakti. So how? So we can be honest with him. We do not have to pretend, I got so much love and I'm offering. Or on the other hand, there are two things. One is we pretend that we have so much love when we do not. Or the other one is we make 1008 preparations and we tell every other congregation, you know how many offerings we had? 108. We had 1008, you know. So we are actually, We are even asking that question so that he will know what my response. So this is a stupid mind. The mind wants to just show, and because I'm a member of this congregation, I must show. See, I'm a member of this congregation, so I'm great. I'm a disciple of this spiritual master, so I'm great. The spiritual master is great, but me, I don't know. But we want to identify with my. So because my is great, I'm great. That means that will not be true. Then I lost my flow. Yeah, hearing. Huh? I not said it, yeah, hearing. Yes. So this correct. So when this services are augmented by this hearing and the mood, that's the mind, that's where we want to come back to. It is the mind. So when we do that service, if the mind can be engaged thinking, oh, I want to do it for Krishna, rather than doing it, in the beginning, it is okay to just do it, you know, to just go through the motion. But it is better to try and use our mind at the same time when we are doing it, whether we are, in chanting we've been told just to hear. That itself is difficult, our mind goes all over the place. So similarly, I was telling before we read Bhagavatam, because we are doing it every day or every week, you know, it becomes like a second nature to us. And we forget to develop that internal mood. Similarly, offering, you know, we are so, oh, we got 5 minutes, quickly offer. But even that 5 minutes, you know, if we can just remember, you know, Krishna, you know, I do not have any bhakti, but my Guru Maharaj said, I have to offer everything to you, you know, before we take. So, and one day, I'm hoping by doing this service, one day I will get some affection or some bhakti, you know, so that I can do it with some feeling. So why we can say like that, you know? That is, we can be open. Why can't we be open with Krishna? Tell him the truth. Krishna likes truth. Then also we develop simplicity when we do such things, rather than try and project something we are not, which we are very accustomed to, especially whether we go to school or whether in the material, in the commercial world, we are expected to show something we are not, just to cover up all the flaws. But that need not be the case. But if we are in the company of devotees, if we are in the company of devotees who are trying to do that means it's not a matter of projection, but rather wanting to do what is real. Then with that association, we also develop simplicity. You know, simplicity is very important in trying to understand this Srimad Bhagavatam. Vaishnavism means simplicity. Vaishnavism, only one who is simple-hearted, Vaishnava Siddhanta, whatever spoken by the sadhu, will easily, you know, our heart becomes pliable. Otherwise, our heart becomes so hard, you know, it doesn't want to accept all these things. We become very hard-hearted. We've got all the other desires for wanting to do a particular activity. So I'm running out of time. So coming back. This is my realization, Prabhu. So that is why I'm talking about this. About this hearing and how it can affect how the mind can be fixed in Krishna. So, I'm not saying it happens overnight, but over time it will help. Because the more and more we hear about Krishna, while we are doing an activity, we may hear that. Or when we meet someone, because the more and more we are immersed in this different Krishna Katha, then we want to share with someone else. You know, either he speaks or I speak. No, I don't speak. Right? If we wait. He's speaking, not. Okay, then I'll speak something. Then if he speaks, great, I'll just listen. No, but you know, if he's going to speak Krishna Katha, good. That's why we have come here, Prabhu. That's why we've come here. You know, we've come to this program. No, I say we come to this program. For me, two or three things very important. You know, at home, maybe only just two of us trying to practice may be very difficult. Right? But on a Sunday when we come, you know, two persons singing, unless, you know, we've got very big, a lot of taste, two persons singing can be difficult, especially when both of us not able to sing well. But on the other hand, when we come to a program, when we hear Krishna Kirtan going on, we should develop greed in wanting to be in the Krishna, to be in the Kirtan, instead of trying to exchange words of exchange words of hellos, of how are you, how are you doing, how has the week been, how was your trip, all this, never mind, that can be later, not important. Because remember, you know, we tell Prabhu, I'm so weak, Prabhu at home, and Prabhu Mataji, I'm so weak, you know. But now you come to the temple, you know, we've come, so Krishna Kirtan is going on, and usually we get some, you know, when we try and focus, looking at the deity saying, let me sing for your pleasure, please. Let me sing, let me not look at others and try and find, become an adosha darshi, you know, looking at doshas of everyone. Let me be that. So, you know, again, you see, we use our minds, pleading to Krishna. No, let me just do Krishna. No, I've come, because I'm weak, I've come, I want to sing for your pleasure. But instead, what happens to us? We are looking at others, or when someone comes, how are you, Prabhu? How are you, Mataji? You know, this and that. So, what we can do, we can lower that and try, you know, this is more important, this is more Haribol, Mr. Mind, you know, let's do that first, you know, later, we've got so much time, we can do that later. You know, he won't be offended, you know, because we've come here for this, this is number one, that's number somewhere down the line, I don't know where. You know, then the other one is hearing Krishna Katha. Hearing Krishna Katha is another one, you know, we may be reading, right, and then if someone is speaking, then... We come to hear to with an objective, not to try, like earlier said, not to want to get some point so that I can use it for my own preaching, no, but to want to change my life to, so that I become more serious. I want to realize now my hair is not on fire. If my hair is on fire, what would I do? I will say, where's water? That's the only thing on my mind. So ultimately, that's what I want. Ultimately, I want, where is Krishna? No, at least, no, it's not something you will get overnight. But have that goal, you know, saying, oh, actually, that's what I need, and I'm so stupid, I do not have that. Or, I'm so disinterested, I do not have that. But that's something I want. So, hearing Krishna Katha, right? So, slowly, we will get more and more enthusiasm. So, we want to hear more. So, that's number two. So, when we come to programs, develop this desire to hear. And see, Krishna sees, you know, let's say the class is, you know, it's just blank fire. That means we speak without realization. It's just prachar without achar, right? I'm speaking without it's just blank fire because no realization. But for the person who has come with that motive, Paramatma knows his motive for coming. So since his motive for coming is to try and get some juice for what, to change my life, then Krishna will prompt that person to speak something for that particular person. Maybe all the rest, you know, all of us who have come for other purposes, we may not get anything, but that person who has come for something, who really has some desire to change his life, he may get something on his way home because he has come with the right intention. So that's two. Then the third thing is, if we are not taking prasadam at home, then in our temple we have prasadam, so we must take prasad. So for those who are not taking prasad, right, so even if prasadam finishes, never mind, go home, make some khichdi and take lunch. So but for others, these two activities are actually central to such programs, you know, that we want to hear kirtan. Let's not be distracted, no hellos and how are you can be later. They're not so important. And other talking about other things also can wait. Most important activity during the program are these two things. So let us use our minds to be engaged for that purpose. So this is over time we will realize, no, this is using that mind for Krishna. Becoming more and more conscious. We want to become more and more conscious. Ultimately, what is this society? International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, but if we are not Krishna conscious, then are we a fit member of the Krishna Consciousness Society? Right? So that's the question. So we have come to the Krishna Conscious Society. Well, are you a member? I'm a member of the Medical Association. Yes, certified member of the, you know, certified doctor, certified this. So we also ultimately have to become a certified member of ISKCON. So we are all aspiring to be taking exams, falling down here and there, still in the hospital. But ultimately, that's our aim. We want to become certified members of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Okay? So, that's when the mind... By doing this, the fully satisfied living entity becomes situated in the supreme stage of satisfaction so that he ceases. So, before that he says, and then merge the living entity into the super self. So, we, in order to be able to remember Krishna all the time, so we have to practice activities that will allow us to remember Krishna. So, I was talking about hearing about Krishna. The more and more we hear, then during the activity itself, we'll be singing about Krishna. Also, Krishna has given, you know, other forms like our other Prabhupada, you know, he gave us preaching projects so that our minds become preoccupied with how to get this preaching work done. But remember, but many a times we also get carried away. We think we are the doers. Then we think that, I'm the doer and I'm successful. We won't give it to Krishna. So, on the other hand, you know, that is why Prabhupada still make this Bhagavatam so important. Every day, if someone is sweeping the floor and not attending Bhagavatam, he says, what are they doing? We can employ others to do that. Come and sit down and hear Bhagavatam. So that seems to be his key activity. What did Sukadev Goswami tell Parikshit Maharaj? Parikshit Maharaj goes, you know, when he was on the verge, he had 7 days to live. He goes to the banks of the river, and so many sadhus had come, hearing that he's going to pass. And he asked all of them, "No, what should I do? I have only 7 more days. What should I do?" And Nana Muni, so many munis, and they gave so many philosophies. All gave different answers. So Prabhupada writes, you know, that there seems that there is no unanimity in what needs to be done. Prabhupada writes, it's not in the verse, but Prabhupada writes, he says, apparently, he says like that. So when Sukadev Goswami comes, he asks, when Parikshit Maharaj asks the same question, Parikshit Maharaj says, just hear Bhagavatam. Right? Just hear Bhagavatam. Then everyone says, yeah. Because they see such a realized person come, right? Not affected, no, he comes naked, not affected, they all see him as sadhu. What to speak so many people, even his father was there, in Narada Muni, great, his spiritual master come father, great grand spiritual master was there, yeah. So they also wanted him to speak, such a realized person, and he says, hear Bhagavatam. So, and only at the end, so that means after being so, that ram, full of it, then now you become more and more convinced. Over time what happens, you develop more and more conviction in this Bhagavatam. At the end you say, chanting, oh yes, chanting. Then you become so convinced in that chanting. Until then, we see it's so difficult to chant. Hare Krishna. So, are there any questions? Prabhu, I'm sorry. Yes, Madan Mohan Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you so much for the nice class. It's really a wonder that you prepared for class only this morning. Just one point, Prabhu. When we actually read the verse, the purport, and also hearing Prabhu's class, the perfect example of all these three, you know, we are going through, is actually Bhishma Dev. Prabhu was saying that many times we do so many things, but we want name, fame and adoration, and we do it for namesake. But Bhishma Dev was never like that. In that sense, even though he was a pure devotee, and there were always devotees in his presence, in that sense, the Pandavas and all were there, he never neglected his duties. And Prabhupada writes here, one should be intelligent enough to understand that the living being is in all circumstances a servant of the circumstances. So, Bhishma Dev is Mahajan, but he showed by example that he performed, he was a servant of his circumstances, he was pure, but he still carried on with his duty of serving Duryodhan's army. But he never once thought that what would the other devotees think of me, because his attention, like Prabhu said, was one-pointed. And then what happened when he was going to pass away? Prabhupada writes here, and thus the living entity does not remain a seer himself, but becomes seen by the Lord transcendentally. And we all know when Bhishmadev died, he got the great fortune of Krishna having his glance upon his transcendental body. Krishna's glance fell on Bhishmadev's body. And when we read, and then Prabhu said that the devotee always accepts, you know, his mistakes. And then what happens is he attains the stage of full bliss. And this is perfectly exemplified by Bhishmadev in his first prayer. In his first prayer, he says, Iti matir upakalpita vitrishna bhagavati sadvata pungave vibhumi swasukam upagate kvachit vihartum prakartim upeyushi yadpava pravaha. He says, as Prabhupada writes in the first line of the purport, Bhishmadev says, let my thinking, feeling and willing be reposed upon Krishna. This thinking, feeling and willing has been engaged in so many varieties of engagements. So let it be reposed unto Krishna now. And then when he said that, the last line Prabhupada writes, in his pure unalloyed state, the living being attains the stage of full bliss. Labdho Pashanti, and seizes all material hankerings. And this is why Bhishmadev is a perfect example of the verse, the class and the purport. Just wanted to share, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Prabhu. Any other questions? Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the very nice class. As you described, that mood of devotional service is very important. When we devote to Krishna, the mood is very important. That is the only thing which matters. So, can you describe what is that mood actually? And what is the perfectional stage of bhakti? Perfectional stage of bhakti. What is perfection of bhakti? The first one is, what is that mood, is it? The mood with which we perform this devotional service. Yeah, what we do is, you know, now I assess myself as not having bhakti, right? I do not have bhakti, but associating with those who are, let's say, who are also trying to get bhakti, we will learn from them, as you know, if this simplicity, we can be simple, we can, like I was telling you, you know, when we relate with the deity, when we relate with the Lord, we be honest with him, we do not have to show something we are not. You follow what I'm saying? When we are offering, you know, we have to offer. And he says, with love. So if we can offer with love, you know, over time, if we develop, good. But if we have not, then we can be. It's okay to tell the Lord, you know, I do not have, but I'm told I should. You know, at least you're being sincere. You understand? That means you're not trying to project something you are not. Krishna will accept that. Why not? No, that's what I'm trying to say. So at this stage, we can start there. So over time, when we develop some attachment, then, you know, we just, it becomes a little bit more automatic. And as time goes on, with our, you know, when we are sincere and getting the mercy, so slowly, we may do it with much more feeling. So, but initially it is like that. So if you ask the topmost, you know, if you look at the gopis' mood, if we say the perfection of bhakti is this, that means I do not care for myself, even if I have to go to hell. You know, there is this story of Krishna when he was in Dwarka, he falls sick, you know, and Pandal is not available. So he calls and Narada Muni comes and he sees, oh, Krishna, you are in pain. Yes, I'm suffering from a fever. Oh no, oh dear, that's what the doctors always say, you know, oh dear. And I'm so sympathetic. So, oh dear. Then, so he says, how can I help? So Narada Muni says, actually, this medicine will not cure. The only thing that will cure is the dust from the lotus feet of my devotees. So he said that. So he said, okay, I'll set forth now and try and get some dust. So he goes to in Dwarka, you know, he has so many queens. So he asked the queens, you know, Rukmini, Satyabhama, he asked, Mataji, oh, I don't know how they address the queen, or Rani, I don't know, sorry, let's not speculate. So he asked, and he said, oh, Krishna, guess what, you know, Krishna is sick, you know, and the only way to cure him, according to him, is if he gets some dust from his devotees. And all of you are his wife, so very dear to him, so why don't you give me some dust? Then he said, Narada Muni, what are you speaking? He's my husband, you know, how can I give my dust for him? I will go to hell. I know, like in Tamil movie, you know, when they hear something wrong, I know they do that. So it was like that kind of scene, you know. So it's something, you know, offensive, what are you saying? So okay, no luck. So he goes elsewhere, same. Then he thought, okay, maybe we'll try outside of Dwarka, let's go where he came from, Vrindavan. So he goes to Vrindavan and he sees the gopis, like come. So he says, you know, Krishna has a fever, and he says the only thing that can cure is dust from the feet of his devotees. From the feet of, then take. Why didn't you ask earlier? Just take. Then Narada Muni, you know, his previous experience, everyone thought will go to hell. And he asked. So aren't you afraid of going to hell? Go to hell. Who cares where I go? Most important is Krishna must be happy. So whether I go to hell or not is immaterial, not important. Not important. So that's the ultimate, like in Madan Mohan Prabhu's word, you know, ultimate. So that's why the gopis are the topmost devotees. I give you another example, just a case study, right? You know, many have spiritual masters. Let's say you are traveling with your spiritual master, right? You've just gone to a program, right? And it's a long drive. Okay, maybe Mr. Gopinath Acharya Prabhu. It's a long drive. It's a case study, remember? And along the way, and all you have is some peanuts, which are just soaked and boiled, correct? And also there was some nice feast prasad that you had at that house, at that house program. 5 hours ago that you took back, you know, because you couldn't finish and you thought it'll be my nightcap before I go to bed, you know. So you've got that leftover also from your plate. So suddenly Guru Maharaj says, I'm feeling hungry, is there anything, right? What would you give? Peanuts. Okay, let's move on. Why would you give peanuts? Because it is offered. Good. But if someone like the gopi, right, they will give, this is also prasad, remember? That my leftover is also prasad, and Maharaj is hungry, and I've got quite a bit. Enough to fill the stomach, right? I will give this. Oh, not me, sorry. I'm saying, at the outset stage, right, he will give this. What will happen to him? What's this guy doing? He's giving his prasadam, his penance to his Maharaj. He's going to hell for it. Does it matter if he becomes full, he becomes satisfied if I go to hell? You understand, Prabhu? So this is the same example, you know this is the case study which we fail even after just listening about topmost devotional service. I'm not saying you fail, Prabhu, most of us will have that problem. You look at Govinda Prabhu here. Govinda, who is a god brother. Is he a god brother? No, he's actually a god brother of his spiritual master, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, Ishvara Puri's god brother, who was told to go and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes? Huh? Remember that pastime? Right? After lunch, he wanted to take a nap. Right? So he takes a nap in such a way he sleeps across the doorway. Right? And after, and the one of the things when he goes to sleep is, Govinda, he will massage until Mahaprabhu falls asleep. So in order to do that, because his head is outside and his legs are inside, right? So how to go in, and there's only one door. So the story goes. So then he tells Mahaprabhu, may I go in? No, I need to massage. I'm tired, you just go in. Right? If us, this one, is this a chest or what? Right? But what did Govinda does do? Without hesitation, just walk over, if I'm sleeping, if you're Why speak Mahaprabhu? If our spiritual master is lying, would you walk over him? Huh? Right? But he walked over and massaged his feet. Then after that, because he takes prasad after Mahaprabhu has fallen asleep, then he takes prasad. So to do that, it's the other way around actually, I think. Right. It's the other way around. So now he's after massaging, so he has to go back in, right, to get the to prepare for, or rather to get his prasad. So again he has to what? Cross again. So this time did he cross? No, he did not. Why? For Mahaprabhu's, for Bhagavan's service, anything goes. Even if that means I have to go to hell, doesn't matter. If that will make him happy, I will do it. Regardless of what happens to me, that's bhakti. Unalloyed. Doesn't matter, who cares if I go to hell? I mean, I'm just expressing their sentiments. So don't doubt me for a second. Huh? Although you don't, yeah. Just in case, just for the record, Just in case it's being written down or something. Right? But, so that's how the pure devotees think. No, they've got no, their only wish is to see that he is pleased. The spiritual master who we sing every day. Sakshadhari dvena samasta shastra uktasta thabhavyata eva sadhve. You have to worship him. See him like the Supreme Lord. Worship him as the Supreme Lord. Eh? But then, I cannot. So, this comes back, that's why when we try and meditate on what we are singing, this song we sing every day, try meditate. Meditate on the actual meaning when we sing. It, over time, there'll be a lot of, we'll get more pleasure. That pleasure is for Krishna. We want to sing, we want to try and meditate on the meaning for their pleasure. Just by singing plainly, it will be a different feeling. Initially, it may be difficult. But over time, you'll benefit. Hare Krishna. Okay, we don't have time. Great. Okay. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shla Gurudev ki jai. Shla Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Sai Gaur Pranandande.